I've been listening to something good on the earphones. Here, I'll plug in the speaker for you. Yeah. You hear that music?
Yeah.
Nice reception, huh?
Yeah.
Just got it. 12-tube superheterodyne, Magnavox horn. Pulls in Frisco without static. The best.
Yeah.
You're going to be listening to the Lost Discs radio show.
I haven't got the heart for it. I'm sick.
I've been here a month or more, stuck in this old city. The people that have to call it home, they're the ones I pity. Lord, I'm homesick, and the blues are the only songs I ever seem to pick. I get out and walk the street till I get blisters on my feet. I'm southbound. What do you think about it, son? I'm all right till late at night. I'm sitting by my window, counting sheep, but I couldn't sleep for listening to that train blow. I begin to pine when I hear that big old engine rolling down the line. I'm going back to spend some time where I can have fun. If I ain't got a dime, I'm southbound. Southbound, she's burning the ground, and I don't mean maybe. Sure, I'm glad I caught this train, cause I'd like to see my baby. I've been lonesome, I long to see them hills that I come from. Listen to the engine rattle and roar, she's taking me back home once more. I'm southbound. Ride her on out of here now.
Yes, Doc Watson, kicking off the top of the hour for the top of the show here on Lost Discs Radio. Here's the deal. Here we are. It is actually June 2nd of 2012. We're sitting in here on a Saturday night for your underground experience, right? Probably on a short wave if you're digging it on 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband, Area 51 action. But, you know, we're doing this for Rockin' Radio and the guys over at rockinradio.com. This is Jim E. Knight. Sitting in here with Dr. Doc Brown on the microphone for you, here, top of the hour. And we got Weasley Steve in the studio. He's over there, right? And Chesty's in the studio, which you can imagine how excited we are. That's right. And then on the phonium line, we went ahead and got Joe Stacks in.
Still standing.
And he's still on the line there, we think.
All right.
So this is the kind of action that, unfortunately, now we have to be digging, right? That was southbound. From Doc Watson, off of his mid-60s album of the same name on the Vanguard label. Right. Now, look, folks, if you're sitting around and you're not sure about this whole Doc Watson thing, then you need to just stop listening to this program right now and go listen to some Doc Watson, right? You could probably download him on the iTunes by now, right, Steve? Probably in the store over there, you would hope. He's in the archive, you know. You know, just clear. Come on, you're into this, right? Back me up. Art Doc Watson, one of the great guitar players, treasure.
Well, yeah, I mean,
American.
He could play the guitar as if it were a fiddle. Is that correct, or something like that?
He could do, and he could play a fiddle like a guitar, man.
Well, wasn't it weird?
Oh, he was all over.
He did
place.
Something that was just bizarre.
Well, his finger picking thing, man, is, you know, he's like a self taught the self-taught blind kid out of North Carolina.
But he really didn't become famous until he was like 38, right? Like
Deep Gap.
38 years old, something like that?
Yeah, he was like middle-aged, yeah. They say. So they say.
Well, that's middle-aged.
Back in like 1960 is when he hit on the scene. And back in 1960, 38 was considered middle-aged, right?
I guess. Was the lifespan shorter back then?
38 is the new 18 these days. So anyway, you know, man, one of my heroes, right? Chesty, remember the time? Give Chesty the microphone. You remember the time we saw Doc Watson down at the old Philadelphia Folk Festival a couple summers back?
Yeah.
This guy's on stage. He's like, what, 85, 86 years old, played 2 hours. Yeah. He came on stage. With his son.
Yeah.
At midnight. He came on stage at midnight.
He's what we were waiting for.
And he played 2 hours.
Yeah.
Under the stars, it was
great.
Philly Folk Festival.
It was beautiful.
No, his son Merle died back in the 80s. Merle, yeah.
Actor accident, people.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, go ahead, Joe. What do you know?
Well, I mean, I think it was the mid 80s. He'd been basically working as a double act with his son Merle. And, you know, Merle tipped the tractor over back on the family farm. And, well, you know, if you come from where we did, in those parts of Pennsylvania, you hear about stuff like that, and you just go, oh, man, because you know what happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He'd been working with Merle's son. So his own grandson was also playing with him.
It was Merle's son.
Merle Jr.
Doc's son. Okay, there you go. That makes sense. Total sense.
Oh, and about the playing the guitar and like a fiddle?
Yeah.
Turns out that he was in one of his early gigs in the 50s. Was in a country and western swing band that didn't have a fiddle, so he kind of doubled up and started to learn fiddle tunes on the guitar to cover that.
See,
wow!
And then later he just stuck with the flat picking and you know signed up with Vanguard.
Yeah, and speaking of his son Merle, that was Merle and Doc Watson. I guess we should say Southbound was actually written by Merle Watson, when he was in feeling homesick, doing some gigs in New York City back in the 60s. And that was both of them on guitar, doubling up on guitar, and Doc on lead vocal, of course. All right, well, we're going to keep it moving then. One more Doc Watson, because, you know, you always think of him as being this genius guitar player, influential guitar player, you know. But here we've got him now, a little bit of rare action, looking at some of his old-time banjo frailing. Live at Folk City in Greenwich Village, man, 1963. Dig it.
I was born in old East Virginia, North Carolina I did go. There I courted a fair young lady. What was her age? I did not know. Her hair it was of a dark brown curly, her cheeks they were a rosy red. Upon her bosom she wore a ribbon. Oh, the tears that I have shed. Her papa said that we might marry. Her mama says it would not do. Some dark night, if you take a ramble, I will run away with you. For I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't never shine,
As for you to be some other man's woman, never on earth to call you mine.
No, the beat goes on.
Let's see, I should pot this song way down.
The beat goes on.
Yeah, because I'm gonna speaking of pot.
The beat goes on.
Now it is dawn, and a new day is born. But with a trail of despair, the new day was shining. The cobwebs hung heavy and dreary beside. All that looked at him could barely decide. He asked for bed, so to sleep in that night. And early that morning he died.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Robin Gibb, okay? Is everybody okay with that? Robin Gibb right there from his solo album 1970, on the Acto label, Robin's Rain. Are you aware, Doc, you may not be aware of this, Doc. Are you aware that the Bee Gees actually broke up in 1970 and went like their separate ways and recorded solo albums?
No, I did not know that.
You know what I mean? That's news that just never seem to realize that, because you focus on the whole disco thing and all that business.
So they got
back. Don't forget, Jim. Robin split, but Barry and Maurice cut at least one album together as, you know, like Les Deux Bee Gees.
Well, that's right. That's how
they moved to Paris.
England just wasn't cutting it for him anymore.
Doc, you know how last month you were doing everything Espanol, today it's all français.
It's all français.
So work on that, would you? Now, in the meantime, yeah, Robin's Rain was the album that Robin did solo at the same time that Maurice and Barry were doing Cucumber Castle, which really turned out to be a pretty big failure. Let's face it. So they got back together and said, this just, you know. They were better together.
They hitched their wagon to the disco thing.
Or Trafalgar?
Yeah. What about it?
Was Trafalgar their comeback as all three Bee Gees?
I think you might be right on that.
Okay, I've had a copy of Trafalgar since like freshman year of college.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that album?
Paul tuned me onto that. He was like, you're gonna love this.
And how do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I go back and forth on it. I mean, having discovered some of the other earlier stuff, like Odessa, City on the Black Sea. It's a solid thing. It's just amazing that because anymore, everybody thinks, oh yeah, Saturday Night Fever, Disco Bee Gees. You forget that they had a really good run of solid pop and rock albums and songs. I mean, before that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So wait, wasn't there Andy? Wasn't he a fourth one?
Yeah, he was their younger. He was a lot younger than them, and
he was like the answer to Sean Cassidy, right?
Sure.
Or Sean Cassidy was the answer to him.
He only ever did really a solo career, and of course he was the first to die. He died young back in the late '80s. He died.
So was Barry the only one left?
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
I think they have a sister or something in the mix there, but she was never in the business, in the show business.
Oh.
But yeah, Robin Gibb with...
Is her name Debbie?
Farmer Ferdinand Hudson, right? Off the Robin's Rain LP. All right. She's part of the...
That's right. We were thinking of a different term.
Yes. Weasley Steve is wisecracking off microphones, so don't even get involved. Oh, yeah. Jesse, go. What you got?
I thought that the song that you played sounded like he was underwater, which is kind of funny because the last thing he did was to write about the Titanic, compose about the Titanic.
Yeah, he did the Titanic Requiem, just finished it in 2011. And I guess that's one of the things they were playing for him to try to bring him out of his coma there, which was actually successful there about a month back. And then, in spite of all that, he slipped away, folks. What can we tell you? The beat goes on. Right here on Rockin' Radio. Yes, and by the way, now listen, we've heard... Go ahead, give him the email action there, Real Doc, real quick.
That's, let's see, Lost at... what is it?
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
That's right. Spell the word discs with a C.
That's correct.
As usual. You know who we've heard in from? I know we've heard in from some people tonight, like Wayne down in North Carolina, who checked in pre-show, digging us on the internet stream. But over the past week here, we heard in from our old friends Babs and Slick.
True.
We lost track of Babs and Slick here a little bit over the past year, but they're back on the scene. And so we're sending one out now to Babs and Slick, and we'll come out and back announce this one later and see if Joe Stacks wanna say anything about these guys, right? It's going to be the Out of Sight Sounds of the Barbarians tonight for Babs and Slick right here on Lost Discs Radio. Yeah, mono copy. Folks, dig this. We'll be right back.
Babs, do you know what you're saying?
Lost Disc Radio.
Exactly.
Just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss said, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blue.
Help your son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blue.
Rockin' Radio.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well...
Ring them bells, beat them drums. Stay until she comes. She's not having herself a good time without me. So I'll have just one more drink and give myself some kind of thing. I love her so and I know this just can't be. I'll just sit here and wait. She'll be in before too late. She's gotta go where they're rocking to and fro. So she will come. She's making every place in town. Come on, let's go. Throw it out. Ah! Yeah. Ah! She'll be here. I know she will.
It is Sam the Sham. Doc, are you aware that I was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, man?
I did not know that.
Huh? Right? They finally broke out of that woolly bully groove. So many of their songs have that chin 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 chin. Man, there they were off their second LP, right? The Little Red Riding Hood LP. Once again, we had the Monophonic copy on that one. As a matter of fact, on the old MGM label, Ring Them Bells was the cut. Right before that, of course, on the Paula Records label, man, Summertime Blues. You know the song, but you don't know this group.
I did not.
Okay, Tom and the Cats.
Ooh, Tom and the Cats.
1966, right? That's before The Who was doing it. That was before Blue Cheer was doing it. There was Tom the Cat's doing the old Eddie Cochran tune, right, for you there. And we'll just throw that back to Joe real quick if he wants to say anything about Tom and the Cats.
Meow.
Man. Right?
Well, do you want to rap about the Barbarians real quick? Anything like that?
Well, yeah. Well, right. We kicked off the set with the Barbarians on the Laurie label. And go ahead, man.
Well, you know, it's... sorry. Famous for Multi, their drummer with the one hook hand.
That's right.
And, of course, their almost classic Are You a Boy, Are You a Girl? And that would have been from... They did well enough that they put out a whole LP on Laurie in 65.
Yeah.
Putting up tepid covers with so-so originals.
Yeah, would you believe we picked up the first pressing copy of that monophonic on the Laurie label back on Record Store Day up at Old Brass City Records in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Dang me, man. I had to settle for the Sundays reissue.
Let me tell you what, man. It's actually pretty decent attempt at an LP there. I was a little bit impressed there, and I'm definitely impressed with their version of Bo Diddley. Right? Okay, but then moving on there, what about Tom and the Cats?
Okay, well, these characters may have been from Louisiana, only because the label they were on, Paula, originated out of that area.
Yes, sir.
And that's... really, that's about it. I mean, they put out a total of 3 singles.
Yeah.
Summertime Blues was the first one on the Paula label.
Yeah.
Put out one more for Paula, and they had done one on the Jewel label.
Right. Those two labels are kind of in cahoots with, they're all owned by the same somebody there, I guess.
Sure.
So, yeah, all right, excellent. Very good. Good stuff there. And, of course, we were sending out the Barbarians. Hell, with that whole set, Barbarians, Tom and the Cats, and Sam the Cham, that whole set there goes out to our friends Babs and Slick, who came in on the email this week over at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Same thing with Ken, good old Ken up in Toronto tonight, getting us on 5110 kilohertz shortwave. And by the way, he just retired this week, wants you to know. Rock on, he says. Absolutely, rock on, Ken. Yeah, enjoy your rockin' retirement. Here coming in from Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, a little signal report's pretty good on 5110 as the night is moving along. A little bit of static, but coming in fine. 73s to all, be well. And he says, 73s to Joe Stacks.
With love.
Right. Now here comes, now look, you were talking about the Bee Gees album after the three of them got back together after their little split there in the early 70s. We got an email coming in here from someone telling us the first album that the Bee Gees did after getting back together was 2 years on, not Trafalgar.
Okay.
Right?
I just knew it was all three of them, and I know it was like early 70s. I didn't know if that was the deal or not. So.
That's
Thanks
right.
for the update, folks.
Well, I tell you what, man, it takes a lot of guts to be emailing in there and correcting Joe Stacks on his facts. And by the way, this email goes on to say... to anyone who only knows the Bee Gees from the disco era, I feel sorry for you. You're missing too much really good music, and that includes even the stuff that they did after 1980, right? I would second that notion, by the way, and this is signed by Junior, right? Good old Junior. So thanks for Junior chiming in tonight on the email action. Once again, folks, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And now...
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What's soft and dry doesn't do is sting me, even after shaving. And I do a lot of shaving during bikini season.
Oh, well, speaking of shaving, the chick pick this week is called Wee Woolly Willy.
And...
Oh, mean Woolly Willy. Are woolly? Can willies be woolly? I know years ago that they used to have sheepskin condoms, and they found out those didn't work. But people actually sort of wanted them.
Why did
people like them?
Why did the chicks like those?
So maybe Wee Woolly Willy has something going on. But really, honestly, I don't really understand what this song's about. I understand he's confused, but I don't understand what the meaning of the song is. Maybe someone could let me know.
Right. Let's dig it.
Well, I done.
First of all, we've got to buy her into the charts, right? Then we've got to sweeten the disc jocks and manufacture the image, right? Then we've got to sell that image, right? Now, for all that, 10 grand's not really enough bread, but, like, given a bit of luck and know-how, could happen. Can you sing? Yep.
Your call to Tokyo, Mr. Toad.
Cancel it. Can you sing?
She's tone deaf, actually.
Great. So we make a record.
Un jour, l'habitude a été trop. Tu as posé ton fardeau et sans regret, tu as dit à bientôt. La route s'est ouverte à tes pas. Tu sais que là-bas, tout le monde n'attend que toi. Parfois, tu imagines un repas de roi, mais tu n'oublies pas que d'autres ont plus faim que toi. Quand le soir te laisse désemparé, tu sais où rencontrer les compagnons qui sauront te consoler. On ne te demande pas ce que tu étais, ce que tu faisais. Tu es là, on t'offre l'amitié. Et les yeux s'éclairent bien souvent. Et puis soudain tu trembles, car tu comprends que tous leurs mots troublants ne sont que réalité, vraiment.
Like this for a song.
A task, and you're burning.
become just ugly, yeah.
You can lean on me and take my eyes to see to keep you rescued from all your ills, rescued to make the world stand still, rescued and the world will bring you down no more. Take my hand and I'll show you where bring you down no more, baby. And while I'm here, I'm just gonna make sure you go on this way.
That's a great record, Bobby. I enjoy it every time I hear it. Over there,
they are nothing new.
They do the
crazy,
yeah, they do the
crazy,
yeah, they do the slide. Oh, they got a stud there. His name is PJ. He does his dance every day. He does the mashed potatoes, the twist and shout. When it comes to most things, he really works him on out. He does the
off the Success Records label, unbelievably, the Blend Tones, right there with the slide, right? I'm talking the Blend Tones. I'm talking like some kind of doo-wop action. By the way, word on the street has it that the Blend Tones were out of Pittsburgh, PA, possibly. Okay, but they're on a, the label that they were on, well, I was out of Iowa or something, somewhere. You got that 45, Doc?
Yeah, right here. Here you go.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa was the place for the Success Records label. So, I don't know, man. That's some obscure doo-wop sort of dance craze action from the Blend Tones there. Right? You digging that? And before that, it was Arthur... Yes! Wow. Who knew that that would be an occasion for Dr. Doc Brown to ring his bell? Joe, you're in Pittsburgh. What about the Blend Tones?
Well, I don't know a lot about that. That's really not my scene.
No.
Fair to say.
But
I'm curious to know, you know, because after all, Pittsburgh had a really vibrant jazz scene and, you know, some good early rock and roll. So there's got to be something out there.
Yeah.
There has to be
I'm surprised that they weren't picked up by one of the local Pittsburgh labels, like the Robbie label or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
But okay, so before that, it was Arthur Brown, the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, as a matter of fact, off the Track Records label with Rest Cure. Okay, off of side two of the stereo copy that we procured down the street here at Replay Records, as a matter of fact. And right in the before there, it was Karin!
Yeah.
With a K. Karin with Un Autre Autoroute. On the Vogue Records label out of 1966.
Paris Connection.
You see, that's sort of like a cross between Nico and Mary Travers.
Oh, yeah, Karin. Karin.
That's what I'm thinking there. And I don't know, just one of those swinging mambas well
Mary
types,
Travers.
You know, but, and Nico, like, sort of combined. In France.
I see. I guess I see it, yeah.
Do you see?
I sort of do.
You don't see it.
Well, I do.
And by the way, we... kicked off that set with Chesty.
Is she still alive?
Chesty, who, Nico?
Karin.
No, Karin? No. We don't know.
Nico's still alive?
No.
And Mary Travers is dead.
Right.
Mary Travers has passed. Nico is also passed at this point. Right, Joe? Come on.
Yeah. No, no.
Nico's long gone.
My heart's Chesty, but...
All right, so how much is how much you want to put on it? Karin, dead or alive?
Look, man, get on your tricorder over there and get on the internet and look her up, man. See what you can find out is what I'm telling you. Before the end of the hour, Doc. By the way, it was the New Beats that was doing Mean Woolly Willy that was Chesty's chick pick. Yes, it was off the Hickory Records label 45 there. Now, before anything else happens, we need to talk about this next group because I'm very nervous about this sort of avant-garde psychedelic. I'm talking heavy dose of psychedelia here, heavy dose of lysergic psychedelia from The Heavy Balloon, now, off the Elephant Records label.
Ooh.
And this all ties in because, of course, you know, a lot of people yesterday were smarting off at how it was the 45th anniversary of the release of... Who's got it?
Yesterday?
Yesterday was the 45th anniversary release of... Joe?
Sergeant Pepper.
You know it. And
come on, man.
And as a matter of fact, that's true, and that's also not true at the same time. It was released on June 1st in the UK. It was released in America on June 2nd, as a matter of fact, 1962. So being today that's June 2nd, we're going to tie it in with a group called The Heavy Balloon. And I'm going to tell you how it ties in there in a minute, but real quick, Joe, come on. What's going on?
Not a lot to say about these guys. No relation to... Led Zeppelin or Iron Butterfly or any of the other heavy sounding groups of the era. What little I know is the album's called 16-ton, 32,000-pound Heavy Balloon from 1969 on that Elephant Records. They're out in New York. I don't know if they were a studio concoction, but there's like about a dozen people credited on this, including people with names like Mighty Baby.
Yeah.
Peter the Piano Player, Senorita Rosettes, and Sky Dragon.
Yeah,
a couple others that might surprise you.
All right, so that's how this was going, right? Very odd album, and one of the songs actually that they do on the album is called Led Zeppelin, by the way, which is curious.
Well, it's because that's another Heavy Balloon
out of 1969, right, Doc? See, now you're following along with the show, but we're playing a very creepy medley sort of thing called The Ode to Sergeant Pepper, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
We'll be right back. Man, trip out on it.
Yes, it was Paul McCartney, right? You know what I'm saying? Paul McCartney had that way of always giving you a B-side to whatever single he was putting out there that was not on the album, not available as a track on any album. He would always do this with his B-sides. And a lot of times he would bury a really, really great song as a B-side of whatever. And that was the B-side of Ebony and Ivory, for God's sake.
The one with Stevie Wonder?
Yes. For Christ's sake, people, flip that record over and play that song. It's called Rain Clouds, out of 1982 on the old Columbia label from Paul McCartney. Absolutely. Why he buried so much good material on the B-side? Well, I mean, you got little nuggets to find there long after you've thought you've heard all your Paul McCartney material. See, that's the thing. That's the way it works. He's that kind of guy. And before that, speaking of that sort of thing, I guess, the Heavy Balloon, once again, with the Ode to Sgt. Pepper. Not the highlight of the album by any stretch, but if you found yourself listening to that song and going, wow, what, huh? That's pretty much the feeling you get for
Paul McCartney,
whole album.
Sexy as he is, he just put out an album called Kisses on the Bottom.
What?
Kisses on the Bottom.
Yes, he did. Well, yes, he did. And why are we playing Paul McCartney? Why? Who? Come on. Why are we playing Paul McCartney? Why is that a big deal right now?
Sgt. Pepper.
June 2012. June 18th, as a matter of fact, of this month.
Where's he
going to
be?
He is going to be 70 years old, my friends. Ooh. Do you understand the gravity of that situation? Now, speaking of the gravity of the situation here, emails have stopped suddenly coming in. It's curious because we know that we're being broadcast on 5110 Upper Side Band for your underground shortwave experience tonight on June 2nd of 2012, right? So if you're out there and you're digging it on the shortwave, here's why you might want to get in touch with us on that email at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And that's only because good old Chesty over here has started printing up a new stack of QSL cards for this program and Area 51. Now, you dig? So, you know, you want in on that action? There will be QSL response by emailing lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com and letting us know your reception reports for 5110 kilohertz this very night for the Lost Discs Radio show. Or, of course, you can always send it out to the old P.O. Box, Doc. Come on, give it to them.
P.O. North Haven. What? Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
Yeah, P.O. Box 157.
North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA.
USA.
Speed of USA. We're going to go out on one more from Doc Watson. Here comes Stand By, folks. Tonight, taking us out once again, the great Doc Watson and his rendition. Step It Up and Go. Dig it.
Me and my baby are walking down the street, telling everybody about the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Go. No, you can't stand pat on swag. Gotta step it up and go. I know a little girl, she lives upstairs, tries to make a living by putting on airs. You gotta step it up and go, act like a rich gal, and go. No, you can't stand pat on swag, gotta step it up and go. Back door shut, the front door too, blinds pull down, what you gonna do? Gonna step it up and go. And go. No, can't stand pedal swag. Got to step it up and go. See, my little woman gotta hurry home. Ain't had a bit of loving since she been gone. Got to step it up and go. And go. Can't stand pedal swag. Got to step it up and go.
That's right, folks. Going out tonight on a little bit of Doc Watson. All right, well, good night, Joe Stacks, on the phone line.
Albany.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Good night, world.
Good night to Dr. Doc Brown over there on
yes,
the microphone.
Good night, everyone.
And good night. Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Huh? Good night, Weasley Steve. And good night, Radio Phil, wherever you are. I would be remiss if I didn't give the Rockin' Radio lineup here, folks. Go over to rockinradio.com and dig it. The June lineup is the RLT Archives Music Magazine, followed by the Memory Lane Show with Lane Quigley, and, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi. Yeah, you find us over there on the Listen Up page at rockinradio.com, folks. And thanks to Randy Tiffins for the space, and to Cosmic Debris, and Alan Wiener for the RF and the bandwidth.
The preceding was brought to you by the National Institute of Mental Health.